Welcome to season 3 of Raise the Anchor with your host, Melissa Burbridge. This season, we are going to inspire, ignite, and create space for you to go after the change you want with invigorating interviews and some deep diving into my personal story. We hope you enjoy. Welcome to another episode. Today, we have the lovely Jen Nielsen. She is an amazing VA. She helps me every day. I would not be here the way I am if it wasn't for her. She helps a lot. I'm so happy to have her on the podcast today. She's going to tell us how she went from being a massage therapist to owning her own VA business. She also has a lovely blog, Will Save for Travel, which is very inspirational. And if you're planning a trip to Disney, you should check out all of her resources there. Welcome to the show, Jen.
Yes. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So take us down the journey of going from a massage therapist into owning your own VA service.
Yeah. So it's kind of a long, winding journey, but I became a massage therapist right out of high school. And I liked being a massage therapist, but I wouldn't say that massage therapy was ever my passion. I'd say my passion is more around helping people. So massage therapy definitely helped me help people. But I was ready for a change. I was a massage therapist full-time for 10 years. It's hard on the body, as you can imagine. And it just was starting to feel really repetitive. And I was honestly getting kind of bored. And I was just ready to make a change. And so in my spare time as a massage therapist, I started a blog, Will Save for Travel, and started blogging about travel and personal finance, which is definitely a passion of mine as well. I love to travel. And in 2020, a lot of things changed for everybody, right? Like the world was kind of crazy. And I was shut down for 3 months as a massage therapist. And honestly, it was like the best 3 months. I was so happy to be off. And the day that they told us we were going back, I cried. I didn't want to go back, which is horrible to think. Like, I didn't know that I was in a place of really needing a change. And so in late 2020, a friend of mine posted online that she was looking for a virtual assistant, and she listed the tasks. And I was like, I can do all those things. Like, I've been doing all of those things for my blog. I know I can do those things for someone else. So I messaged her and I was like, hey, I don't really have like experience. Like, I don't have references, but like, I can do these things. And she took a chance on me. And so I'm so grateful for her taking a chance on me, because it definitely led to me building this into my business. And we then started planning our move to back to our hometown. So it was a really good time for me to step away from massage and step into doing virtual assistants. So that's kind of my windy journey there.
No, it's an amazing windy journey. And we'll talk about your house in a little bit. But would you call that reaching out to your friend that pivotal moment that changed everything going forward?
I would say that was definitely a very, like, I don't think I would have started a VA business had it not been for that. So it definitely would be a pivotal moment for sure.
Yeah. And how do you find the VA business? Is it something you're super passionate about? Does it fill that void that you were missing in the massage therapy?
I think it helps me fill the void in a different way. I still, I actually went back to massage therapy recently, 2 days a week, because I wanted to get out of the house. So that's like a whole different kind of journey. But I would say that both of those things definitely helps me fill my cup in helping other people.
No, that's beautiful. So yeah. Let's talk about that house for a second. So you've moved.
I did move. Yeah.
Yeah. And you bought a beautiful old home. What are you doing with that old home?
Oh, paying $1 million to heat it right now. That's what we're doing. So we bought a house that was built in the 1850s in our hometown. It is huge. It's 4,000 square feet, and it's a labor of love. We've been taking down the wallpaper and redoing floors. My husband's currently building us a kitchen island, which is going to be really amazing because we both like to be in the kitchen. But it's funny how at home that we both felt here immediately. And we did some research on the house's history. And my husband's actually related to the people that originally owned it. So, yeah, it's kind of a really cool coming home, literally to our hometown, but also coming home to kind of his like ancestral family home in a way too. We love it here. It's been a really, really good move.
No, that's awesome. And if you ever check out her socials, we'll save for travel, she's documenting the whole process, which is beautiful. I love the colors you've been choosing as you've been.
Yeah, we're my husband and I both love paint colors. So it's a constant discussion about paint colors and negotiations about them.
And you both work from home. Is that correct?
Yeah. So my husband actually has an equally interesting story. He applied to med school, didn't get in, decided to become a paramedic, and worked as a paramedic for 4 years. And as anybody can imagine, even pre-pandemic, it was a job that was hard on you mentally and physically, and he really wanted to get out. And when I said I wanted to start a blog, my husband said, I actually want to learn how to code. So he learned how to code through building my website on WordPress, which led to him getting a job in web development.
Nice.
Yeah, 3 years later or 2 years later. So yeah, we've both kind of completely changed our career paths in that way. And so yeah, he works from home now as well. He works for a company based out of the city, but they allowed him to go fully remote during the pandemic and for the future.
Nice. Yeah. No, paramedics. Yeah. They definitely see the brunt. As a nurse, I saw a lot, but yeah, the paramedics are usually first to the scene. They usually see the most gruesome things. We see the aftermath. We see after they've cleaned them up a bit.
Yeah. For them, it wasn't always the gruesome things. It was the treatment of the company and the constant driving around for coverage and the constant missing of lunch breaks and sitting in the hallway at the hospital while you're waiting to offload a patient. I commend paramedics because obviously we need them, but they need to be treated a lot better as well.
They do. I think all of our healthcare needs to be treated a lot better.
that's completely fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody in healthcare needs to be treated a lot better, completely better. Yeah. But I could ramble for days on that subject. So I'll bring us back to your business. Have there been any big issues or setbacks as you've come to become a full-time VA?
I wouldn't say that I've had any like big issues. I've definitely had some like learning curves where people have like asked me to do things and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to like brush up on this, but luckily I do have a husband who also works in the web world. So usually if I have any questions, I can go to him. But no, I wouldn't say that there's been any like huge setbacks in any way.
Nice. What has been your biggest win for being out on your own?
I would say after like getting my second and third clients. After I had my first client, I spent like months just like getting comfortable with doing this as a business and how to like run that type of business. And so like bringing on more clients and learning how to organize multiple tasks for multiple different people and hold myself accountable to due dates. And I also really went into building this business with a lens of what do I want my life to look like and what do I want my days to look like, because I didn't want to work, 12-hour days or something like that. I really wanted to make sure that I had a defining line between work time and personal time, because of working at home, it can be a lot easier to blur the lines. And I wanted to make sure that I had time with my husband and my family separate from work time.
And what boundaries have you put in place to ensure that you're able to do that?
I think I've been really clear to my clients on what my working time is. And I've been really strict with myself to not reply to things that, like, if I get an email on Saturday or a text message on Sunday or whatever, to like, okay, this is not your time to worry about this. Let's shelf that till Monday morning, and putting it like in the contracts that I sign with my clients, and just being really clear that these are the hours I work. This is when you can expect to hear from me, has been really key, because I think if you don't set those boundaries from the beginning, it can be really easy to let them like walk all over you. And I know that yes. You know this, but it was hard because my first client, I was fitting things in around my massage schedule. So I was doing things in the evenings. I was doing things on weekends. And then when I moved and I was only doing VA, I was like, okay, I need to talk to her about this is what's changing for me. And she was completely lovely and amazing about it. But yeah, setting those boundaries from the beginning is key.
Yes, it's absolutely key. And setting those boundaries with yourself to sticking to them is quite as difficult as it is for your clients. I know, you know, that I've had those issues in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, setting those boundaries and making sure that they understand them, and that if you do budge one time for them, they understand that it's not going to happen all the time.
Yeah.
Because that does happen. Life does happen.
Yeah, for sure. Life does happen. And like, I mean, there's times that I've been unavailable on a Monday, and so I'll do stuff on a Sunday or whatever. Like it's flexible, but I also try to keep in mind the boundaries as well.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So what is your vision for your company in the next 2 to 5 years?
Ooh, what is my vision? I just want to continue growing. So I've kind of changed a little bit from the beginning. I've niched down, I guess. I mostly do health and wellness, like virtual assisting. So a lot of social media. I like writing. I don't do a lot of writing, but besides like captions. I like long form writing, like blog posts. I don't do a lot of that in my VA job, but yeah, I just like to continue to grow. I like working with health and wellness professionals because I know that. So it's easy for me. I don't have to like do a whole lot of research before I'm doing things for them. So yes, I just want to grow and work with amazing people.
Awesome. Well, if you want more blogs, I'm sure I could.
Am I going to regret saying this?
Because I love blogs too. So I have a hard time giving those up, except yes. for social media blogs. And it's not that I can't do the social media blogs. It's that it doesn't come as natural to me. I'm good at social media. Don't get me wrong. It's what I do all day in and out. But I'm better at teaching with video as I am to writing it down.
Right.
So maybe I just have to make videos and send them to you, and you can turn them into a YouTube blog.
There's an idea.
So what motivates you to keep going? Because now you don't have somebody telling you, okay, this is what you need to get done in a day. This is how you need to run your life. What motivates you to get up and get going in your business?
I think I think that I've built up a lot of internal motivation in the last couple of years, after starting the blog and being like, okay, these are the things that I'm going to do. And I'm usually pretty good at sticking, like giving myself a due date and sticking with it. But I'd say in like a broader sense, my husband motivates me because he is always constantly, learning and like wanting to get better at things. And I don't know if it hadn't been for him being like, I want to learn how to code, if I would have gone as far as I would have with my blog, because I'd be like, oh, I don't know what to do. And I might've just stopped. And he was kind of on that journey with me. So yeah, I'd say that it's a lot of my husband's like wanting to be better and learning more, that kind of like, yes, I want to push forward too.
No, that's beautiful. And I know your travel blog has had a little bit of a hit with the pandemic. You're not obviously traveling as much.
Yes.
Are there huge plans in the future for your traveling?
Yes, finally. So yeah, I wrote a lot about Nova Scotia, of course, when we stopped traveling, because we were doing a lot of Nova Scotia stuff. And then I've honestly gotten a little sick of Nova Scotia. Sorry. Sorry. We live in a beautiful spot, but oh my gosh, I just want to get out of here. So we are booked to go to Scotland in June. We're spending 2 weeks in Scotland. My best friend's getting married there And we're spending 2 weeks exploring a new place. We've never been there. And I'm really excited. And I'm sure that there'll be a plethora of blog posts about Scotland once I get home. But yeah, I'm really motivated to write when I have something new to write about. And
yeah,
Nova Scotia is just not new anymore to me.
No, I hear you. I hear you completely. Yeah. Working on Nova Scotia stuff for the last couple of years myself. It's like, I love you, but I need to see other places.
I need to see other people right now. It's not you, it's me. Yeah. I just need to get out. And I just find it is funny that we are in New Scotland right now and I'm going to original Scotland. But
yeah, sure. I can't wait to see all about that. That's one place that's on my bucket list is Scotland and Ireland.
It's funny because it really wasn't on my list of places to go. Like, it wasn't on my immediate list of places to go. And then my best friend is getting married there. So obviously we're like, okay, we're going to Scotland. And the more that I've researched it and like watched different things, the more excited I am about it. So
it's from what I see, it's a beautiful place. Definitely. And I know it has heritage from the UK, like London and stuff. Yeah. So I loved London. I just didn't love the price.
We also loved London. We went to London on our honeymoon and that was the last time we were in Europe, was 7 years ago. So it's definitely way past time to go back.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you save for all of these trips? Like that's a thing in its own, like that's a motivation to be able to travel, because that's one thing as entrepreneurs, we usually ditch our 9-to-5 because we want to change something in our life. But you were already doing this before you ditched your 9-to-5.
Yeah. So I have a whole podcast episode about saving for travel. I will just plug that in there. But basically the secret for us is automatic transfers every payday. So my husband has a 9-to-5, I guess you'll call it. Like, he has a regular payday with a salary. So every one of his paydays, I also pay myself from my business bank account into our personal accounts. So that's our payday. And every payday we transfer money into our savings account for travel. And we've continued that every single payday forever. Like, it's been years that we've been doing it, and we did it all throughout the pandemic. So the money's just been kind of building in there for a little while. And we've also used some, like if we've gotten like a tax refund or that sort of thing, which hasn't happened as much after I was self-employed as a massage therapist before I was self-employed as a VA. So obviously paying taxes is part of that self-employed life, but whenever we've gotten a refund on anything, we've put it in there, and just kind of like, it's kind of been non-negotiable to us. And even if it's a small amount, it does add up over time. And that's kind of how we've been able to travel. And I can't wait to spend that money. That's
So other than Scotland, are there any other big travel plans?
There's nothing really planned right now. We are big Disney people, as you've said. A lot of my blog posts are about Disney. And so I really, really want to make it back there soon. I am a little nervous about the crowds there. This pandemic's been so weird because I was really paranoid in the beginning, especially as a massage therapist and working one-on-one with people. And now I'm like, okay, like, I'm vaccinated, I'm boosted, we're going to wear masks, like, we're going to be as safe as possible, but I'm ready to get back out there. But at the same time, Florida is crazy, and I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Yeah.
But our friends just bought a house in Florida, so we'd like to make it down there to visit, at least visit with them if we're not going to go to the parks. But I would like to sneak in a park day or two.
Yeah, sneak in. I am the crazy person that's supposed to go this summer, so we'll see. We'll see how the pandemic is.
But yeah, we were planning to go to Disney in fall of 2021. And it was just like, things are really uncertain in like summer 2021, the traveling to the US. We just decided to not go. But I did go to Ontario in December of 2021. So it was nice to be on an airplane again.
Yeah, I bet. And how was that different this time?
It felt very normal to me, even though I was wearing a mask, but otherwise it just felt really normal. Uploading a vaccine thing to the WestJet app was like, whatever. It's just one little step that I really don't care about, but wearing a mask, fine, whatever. I'm good. Like, it was just so nice to be like on a plane.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I can't wait for that, that feeling of getting on a plane again. Yeah. Again, I could talk about travel all day because there's certain subjects I could talk about all day. Yes. But what advice can you give to others wanting to go out on their own, doing their own business?
Yeah, I guess you have to know your personal risk, right? Like when I was starting my VA business, my husband had a salary job. And so we were able to take the risk of me starting out. But it, even like dabbling in it a little bit, on like taking on one client and doing some like evenings and weekends and getting the feel for like, is this something that you want to do, is really important, I think, because if you're going to hate doing it just as much as your 9-to-5, then what's the point of leaving that?
Exactly. Because being an entrepreneur is not like all
it's
roses.
It's not for everybody. And I honestly pushed against being an entrepreneur for a long time. When I was in massage college, they were like, you should, you know, start your own business, be your own boss. And I was like, no, thank you. Like, I don't want any part of that. And then I did it and I was like, oh, I like this. I don't like being told when to be at work and what days I can have off. So it took me a while to like wrap my brain around it. Cause I was like, no, I don't want the responsibility, but to me, the payoff is way better than the responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do like your method of dabbling in it. I myself dabbled in it before I jumped in, because you're right. Once you're in it, you're in it.
Yeah.
Or you sink.
Yeah.
Like, there's no like safety net there to help you.
No. Yeah.
So before I ask our last main question, how can our audience follow you or learn more from you?
Yes. So lots of places. I have my blog, willsavefortravel.com. I also have Instagram, as everybody has Instagram now. At willsavefortravel is my travel and personal finance. And then at jenn.socialva. is where I kind of put my VA business stuff. And then I also have a podcast called the Travel Mug Podcast with my friend Megan. And we talk about travel and all of the things that go with it. So that's really fun. So that's travelmugpodcast.com and at Travel Mug Podcast on Instagram.
And we will link the episode where she talks about saving for travel in the description for this. And if I don't do it, I'm pretty sure Jen will make sure it's in there.
I'll find it.
You'll find it. So our last question is, who inspires you?
So this might seem a little bit out of left field, but Walt Disney I have loved Walt Disney for my entire life. I love that man, and he makes me really like hearing his voice makes me really emotional. And it's really funny because, you know, obviously I've never met him. He died long before I was born. But I just love how he came from literally nothing and built this entire world. And he just kept pushing. He was, you know, broke and bankrupt and gone through so many things to get to where it was. And, I hope that, you know, I don't know if I believe in after you die, you get to see things that happen, but like, I hope that he can see like the company that he has built, because it's become such a legacy. And it's just a beautiful thing how he pushed and pushed and pushed and did get to build. He did get to see Disneyland built before he died. He didn't get to see Disney World, but he just created a beautiful thing, like in the movies and in the parks where families can come together and spend time. And I love that man.
Yeah, no, it's not surprising with how much I know you love Disney.
Yeah.
But he is truly inspiring. He kept dreaming of a place where people could go to the happiest place on earth. Yeah. And he definitely created that.
Yeah, he did. And he created technology to be able to have these movies, and, you know, like animation was really not a thing. He was really a pioneer in animated movies and especially animated full-length feature movies. So it's a beautiful thing. And it's also a beautiful friendship with his brother, Roy, who was kind of the more grounded person, whereas Walt was kind of up in the clouds. But yeah, I just love that man.
Yes, but sometimes us dreamers do need that one grounding person.
We need a grounder.
And it sounds like your husband is your grounder.
Yeah, he's definitely. I think we're kind of... like, oh, do I have one? Maybe I need one.
Maybe right now it's you and Rebecca.
Yeah.
You keep me grounded. Tell me I'm doing something too crazy. Yeah. I better look into that. But thank you for coming on to the show today. It's been lovely chatting.
Yes, it's been great. Thanks, Melissa.